GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're diving into a trio of stories that underscore the volatile, unpredictable nature of the crypto landscape. First up, we have a tale of poetic irony in the world of exchanges. Just 3 weeks ago, the UK's financial watchdog sent out a warning flare against Hyperliquid, advising British users to steer clear. Fast forward to today, and the CEO of the Intercontinental Exchange, Jeffrey Sprecher, is singing a different tune. At the Piper Sandler Global Exchange and FinTech Conference, Sprecher revealed that ICE is studying Hyperliquid's perpetual futures model like a hawk, and even chatting with regulators about how to introduce similar offerings in traditional exchanges. This is the same ICE that not long ago was lobbying the CFTC to crack down on Hyperliquid, painting it as a rogue player. The pivot from opposition to admiration is as dramatic as it is strategic. It reminds us that in finance, yesterday's pariah can quickly become today's darling, especially when there's a potential revenue stream involved. For builders in the crypto space, this is a reminder that innovative models can shake up even the most established institutions. Don't be surprised if these traditional exchanges start poaching talent from the DeFi world. Next, let's talk about the unraveling saga of Bitcoin ETFs, specifically their recent nosedive in 2026, led by none other than BlackRock. After being the poster child for crypto's Wall Street legitimacy, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have recorded a jaw-dropping 13 consecutive days of outflows, draining $4.4 billion from the system. This landslide has turned 2026's ETF flows negative for the first time since these products hit the market in January 2024. The implication here is more than just a market correction. It's a potential shift in sentiment among institutional investors. This isn't just about Bitcoin's price volatility. It's about confidence, or the lack thereof, in the instruments designed to bring stability to crypto investments. If you're a Web3 developer or a crypto entrepreneur, this should serve as a cautionary tale about relying too heavily on traditional finance structures for crypto's legitimacy. The quest for stability in crypto remains elusive, and relying on mainstream financial products to solve all our problems might be a fool's errand. Finally, a thrilling yet unnerving revelation from the world of privacy coins. Zcash. An AI-driven bug hunt revealed a critical vulnerability in Zcash's Orchard pool that, for 4 years, could have allowed someone to mint unlimited Zcash. The catch? We may never know if anyone exploited it. The bug was unearthed by security engineer Taylor Hornby using the AI-powered formal methods of Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8, and thankfully, a fix was rolled out in record time. Still, the fact that such a flaw existed undetected for years exposes a chilling weakness in crypto's privacy fortress. It raises existential questions about trust and transparency in a system designed to be opaque. For developers, this incident is a stark reminder of the importance of rigorous security audits and the potential of AI to spot what human eyes might miss. Privacy is a double-edged sword, and harnessing it requires cutting-edge vigilance. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? The landscape is shifting, and the need for agility and innovation is greater than ever. If you're building in this space, stay nimble, keep security at the forefront, and always be ready for the next unexpected pivot from both regulators and market forces. That's a wrap for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.